Well, the Oscars are coming up. They're this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. All week long, we've been interviewing nominees and blogging about the award show. In the past year, we've also talked with Melissa Leo, Colin Firth, Danny Boyle. And today we're going to ask Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, the co-hosts of the Movie Date podcast, to lay it on the line. They're going to give us their predictions on who will win. All right. So we're just going to go through here first, step by step. All right. Supporting actress nominees. Here's who they are. Amy Adams, Helena Bonham Carter, Melissa Leo, Hailee Steinfeld from True Grit, and Jackie Weaver. Rafer, you, who will win this?
It's going to be Melissa Leo for The Fighter. I think there's no question about it. Even though she's had this rogue Oscar campaign where she's been promoting herself very unseemly, a lot of people have thought, I don't really think it's going to sink her chances. Some people have been saying she's sunk her chances and Helena Bonham Carter could sneak in for a last minute win. I don't think that's going to happen.
Speech. Yeah. And what do you think, Kristen?
I disagree. I think she did hurt her chances, unfortunately. I think Melissa Leo's a fantastic actor, but I think Hailee Steinfeld is actually going to surprise us all and take it.
Ah, the young lady from True Grit.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, supporting actor nominees, and this has some big names in here. I mean, this could be a very tough category. You've got Christian Bale from The Fighter. I assume that he's the favorite to win. John Hawks, Jeremy Renner, Mark Ruffalo, and Jeffrey Rush, of course, for The King's Speech, another kind of close second in there. Kristen, let's start with you this time. Who do you think is going to be the best supporting actor?
I think there's no question. I think it's going to be Christian Bale. If I had my way, though, it would be Jeffrey Rush. I really loved him in The King's Speech.
Really? You thought his performance was stronger than Christian Bale?
Yeah, I thought it was much more nuanced. I thought he was much more interesting, a lot more depth. I thought Christian Bale was just shaking a lot. He was very shaky. He was supposed to be a drug addict, and he showed all his emotions by kind of shaking.
But, you know, you saw him next to the real guy, and it was uncanny how accurate his portrayal was of the real guy.
I don't need an imitation. I need a good story.
Oh, snap. Yeah. From Kristen Meinzer. And Rafer, what do you think?
I'd say it's Christian Bale, too. And I actually happen to love his performance. I thought he was really good. And I thought he was just the right blend of, you know, subtlety, but also fireworks, you know, on
shaking.
Screen. Shaking. Lots of shaking. But I thought he was great. And I don't think it was just the dropping the 30 pounds. I think it was his body language, his delivery. He had some great scenes with Amy Adams in there that I thought were really great. I think he deserves it.
Okay, now let's go to the big one, of course. This is Best Picture nominees. And let me go down the list here. Black Swan, of course, it's the ballet movie with Natalie Portman. The Fighter, which we've just been talking about with Christian Bale. And Inception, that's the mind-bending one with Leonardo DiCaprio. The Kids Are All Right with Mark Ruffalo. The King's Speech, of course, big favorite. 127 Hours with James Franco. The Social Network about Facebook. Toy Story 3. And True Grit and Winter's Bone. That is a long list of movies, my friends.
10. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So Toy Story 3 seems like that was thrown in there, and the nomination in itself is the honor enough.
Well, and it'll probably also win animated feature
right.
as well. That's actually the highest grosser on that list, Toy Story
3.
Wow,
really?
Yeah, $415 million. Yeah, highest grosser.
Okay. So, Rafer, let's go here. What do you think's going to win?
I think it's going to be The King's Speech. I think it's going to be The King's Speech all the way. It's got all the industry support behind it, all the big awards, Directors Guild, Producers Guild, SAG Award. I think it's unstoppable. Social Network had the heat at the beginning, all the Critics Awards. They were the ones that liked it. I think the tide has turned. I personally wouldn't vote for it as a Best Picture, but I think it's a done deal. No, I wouldn't.
Okay, we're going to talk about which one you'd want to win in a second. But Kristen, first, you tell us who you think, which picture is going to win best.
I absolutely agree. I think it's going to be The King's Speech, hands down. And like Rafer said, it seemed initially that maybe The Social Network would win all the awards. But it won two or three. And then after that, it's all been King's Speech. And King's Speech is just scientifically designed to be an Oscar winner. It has every single moment in the plot where you're supposed to cry, you're supposed to cheer, and then you're supposed to feel triumphant.
Yep, British actors.
British actors.
Has everything
accent,
you want.
Includes royalty. It's a historic event.
Yep. There's Colin Firth.
Are you with Rafer that you were hoping for another movie to win?
I was hoping for another movie to
Which
win.
Which one?
I would love it if True Grit won. I know there's no chance in the world it will win. Not even a little tiny smidgen of a chance, but I really loved True Grit.
All right, well, let's just pause here for a moment. Did you happen to hear the comments from our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwilling?
very down on True Grit.
Yeah,
he was.
Okay. He nominated that for the worst picture of the year because of the last 20 minutes. And since you brought it up, Kristen, maybe you can answer his question of his is, why did this truly great movie get ruined by the last 20 minutes?
I think he just couldn't handle it. I think that's what it comes down to.
Kristen Meinzer are questioning Todd Zwillick's manhood here on live radio. Rafer, any ideas on what ruined it for Todd?
Yeah, okay, I'm going to give you the film geek answer. He mentioned the soundstage look of the last 20 minutes, which is true. That's a pretty direct homage to Night of the Hunter, the old Charles Laughton film with Robert Mitchum. I think that's been out there that was sort of an intentional quote from that film. I kind of liked that. I liked that weird, surreal look that the film took at the end. I thought that was actually, to me, those last 20 minutes were the only really creative and kind of interesting moments of the film, in my opinion.
And the Coen brothers themselves, the directors of that film, are film geeks.
Yes, they are.
I mean, they are film historians. They are film geeks. They love that stuff.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so that, you know, to a certain extent, there you go, Todd Zwillick, you're just not a film geek.
Yeah, Todd.
That's your problem. Or Kristen says you're just not man enough to take it. Right. So Kristen wants True Grit to win. But interesting that you didn't choose any of the stars from that movie to win the acting awards.
Well, like I said, I would have liked it if Hailee Steinfeld would win. And I think there's a chance she will. But I think she's the only one who has a chance of winning an acting award from that movie.
Yeah, there's a slight chance there for her, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Rafer, let's go back to you said you didn't necessarily want The King's Speech to win Best Picture. Which one are you hoping for?
Me personally, and I feel like I'm completely alone on this, I would say Inception. I loved Inception.
You are totally alone on that,
sir. I'm completely alone. I realize that. But I loved that movie. I thought it was like ambitious. I thought it was visually amazing. I thought the script was totally fantastic and complicated. Nobody else this year tried to do something so ambitious and so complex with the movie, and I think it deserves it.
Kristen says no.
I think it was just trying to stump the audience, and I don't really like a movie that's trying to play tricks on
me.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
It did stump the audience. No one understood.
All right. All right. Well, there's the predictions on who they think will win, who they think should have won, but let's go real quickly to the Razzies, which are also coming up. The Razzies, of course, are awarded by the Golden Raspberry Award Foundation. They're on Saturday, and they go to the worst movies, worst performances of the year. We're asking our listeners for their nominations. Rafer, who do you think would get Razzies for Worst Picture?
I am going to say Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was really one of the year's worst, worst films. I could not believe it was made by the same guy that made the original. And I felt like, you know, you've done the impossible. You have tarnished the good name of Gordon Gekko with this film. I mean, it was so bad. That's my pick.
And Kristen, who do you think is going to get it?
I have to agree that was an outlandishly bad movie, but I think the worst movie of the year was probably Beautiful. And one of the reasons why I hate it so much is it was lauded as a great movie.
Yes.
It was sold to me as moving, spectacular, capturing all the important parts of the human tragedy, but it had no story. It just kept on throwing more tragedy on more tragedy on more tragedy. Not just one group of undocumented workers, but two groups. Not just one person dying, but several people dying. Not just one person who's struggling with their sexuality, but two people.
Oh, wow.
It was really out of control.
The entire awards rundown from Kristen Beinzer and Rafer Guzman, co-hosts of our podcast Movie Date. We have some people, also our listeners, weighing in on who should win Razzies.
This is Larry from Brooklyn. My nomination for the worst film is Black Swan. It's as if you gave a senior film school student unlimited money and he came up with a horror soft porn ballet movie, the only one in its genre.
All right, let us know what yours are at 877-8MYTIC. And you can go to our website at thetakeaway.org/blog and fill out your Oscar ballot as well. But really quickly, Kristen Meinzer, you're still here. We have Todd Zwillick on the line to answer your aspersions against his character. Todd?
Yeah, Mike, I think my good name has been tarnished here. Look, my problems with True Grit, it's not that I'm not man enough. I went from the High Sierra with the Cowboys down to a soundstage, and my head snapped back. That's my only problem with the movie. I get why they did it. It just didn't work. I wound up in Burbank, California, instead of on the High Sierra, Kristen.
No, I think that the intensity of the emotions you could not deal with, and so you decided to focus on the backdrop instead.
Oh,
this could go on for ages. Give us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You guys are going to have to take this outside. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry is on vacation. This is The Takeaway.